We are in Netivot Shalom, Parshat Kitisa. We're in the piece on Vasita Kior Nechoshet on page Resh Lamed Zayin. Vasita Kior Nechoshet Vechano Nechoshet L'Rachza, that you should make for yourself I think the actual translation is a laver or a wash basin. That's one of the vessels of the Mishkan, out of copper. And its base should be out of copper in order to, again, wash your hands and feet when you come in to do the Avodah in the Mishkan. This is where the Kohanim would wash their hands and their feet before beginning their Avodah. V'rachatzu Aronu v'nav menu etidem v'atraglehem, as it says, that Aaron and his sons will wash from it their hands and their feet. B'vo'am alo mo'ed yirchatzu mayim v'lo yemutu ovegishtam al mizbeach l'sharet l'aktir yishel ha'ashem. When they come to al mo'ed, they will wash with water and they will not die. Or when they come to the mizbeach l'sharet l'aktir yishel ha'ashem, when they come to bring an offering to Hashem. Hinei mefarshim amdu madu alo ne'emra parashat ha'kiyor le'el bein sh'ar kli ha'mishkan parashat truma. So the first question that should come to mind if one is understanding the flow of the parshiot at the end of Sefer Shmot, Truma Tetzava Kidisa Vayakob Akudei, is that the parshiot of Truma Tetzaveh are the command of how to build the entirety of the Mishkan. Truma is about the vessels of the Mishkan. Tetzav is about the Bigdei Kehuna, the Kohanim themselves, the Avoda and the Mishkan. But when there are a few that kind of fall out of place in terms of the actual Kelim of the Mishkan, the vessels of the Mishkan. In last week's Parsha, we had to deal with the fact, why is the Miktar Ketoret, the Mizbeach HaKetoret, the incense altar at the end of Tetzav, it should have been in Truma. So to hear, why in Kitisa, we're even farther away now, why in Kitisa are we being told about how to construct the wash basin? That should have also been in Parshat Truma, with all of the other vessels of the Mishkan. So why is it specifically here in Parsha Kitisa? And as he points out, not only is it in Parsha Kitisa, it's interrupted with the requirement of giving the Machatzita Shekel, which is how the Parsha opens up, and then give the Machatzita Shekel, then it flips back to the Kior, and also the inauguration oil, and the spices that go into the Ketoret, and then we finally really kick off Parshat Kitisa, the bulk of it which deals with Chet HaEgel. But what is it doing in this Parsha, and what is it doing after Machatzit HaShekel? V'chinish la'avin al derech ha'avodah ha'inyan sha'kiyor haya asoy nechoshet v'chanon nechoshet. What does it mean, al derech ha'avodah? What are we learning out from the fact that it was specifically made out of copper? Just like the outer altar was made out of nechoshet, out of copper. And what he's saying here is very keen, which is that while the majority of the Mishkan and certainly the vessels of the Mishkan are made out of gold, there are two vessels that are made out of copper: the wash basin and the Mizbeach, which the sacrifices were brought on. And he's noting also that of all of the things, those are the two that are made out of copper. And of all the vessels, those are the two specifically that exist in the Chatzer of the Mishkan. The other vessels are in the Kodesh of the Kodesh HaKodashim, the incense altar, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Aron, the Kaporet, the Kruvim. All of those are golden on the inside. And on the outside, we have copper specifically in the Chatzer. Vainyan, Dini Beit HaMikdash haya mechavein keneged komat ha'adam. As we said many times before, the Beit HaMikdash is designed parallel to the human form. Right, we talked about that.
I thought that the Kior was on the outside, like in the Chatzer, and then the Mizbeach was in the...
There are two Mizbechot.
Right, so one's in the Kodesh. Oh.
One of them is in the courtyard. Okay. That's the sacrifice altar. That's where we bring the Korbanot. And on the inside the Kodesh is the golden altar, the incense altar. Okay. And there's no altar in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The only thing in the Kodesh HaKodeshim is the Aron with the Kruvim on top. So as you said before, that there's this parallel between the Mishkan and the human form. Al derech shebekomat adam yish tachtiim shniim u'shelishim, which I think we talked about 2 weeks ago, right? In Netivot Shalom.
Yeah.
That there are different levels, and this actually all the way actually goes back to, like we talked about, the in Chumash, the three levels in the teva, right? The lower, middle, and upper levels in the Teva. But this lower level, secondary level, and third level, and as he pointed out there again as well, connected in the person, the Moach is the highest level, then the Lev, and then all the way out to the farthest extremities in the Evarim, right? In the limbs. And the goal of a person, of a Jew, is to raise up all aspects of oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too in the Beit HaMikdash, you have, as we just described a minute ago as well, the Kodesh HaKodashim, right? That's the deepest chamber, that's the innermost chamber, that's your first level, right? That's your Keneged HaMoach, right? The mind, the first level. Then as we come farther out, HaHichal Keneged HaLev, the Kodesh is connected the Lev. And then the Chatzer, which is the Makom of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer altar, the copper altar, the Korban altar, that's connected the Evarim HaTachtonim, the most external part of the human being, that comes out into the most external part of the Mishkan, which is coming out in the Chatzer. Shekol chelak mibeit hamikdash hiya mashpia kedusha b'chol Yisrael b'chelak shu mechavin kenegdo. That every aspect of the Beit HaMikdash is bestowing kedusha upon Klal Yisrael in the corresponding part of the body. The Kodesh is bestowing Shefa onto the mind. The Kodesh HaKodashim is bestowing Kedusha onto the mind. The Kodesh is bestowing Kedusha onto the Lev. And the Chatzir is bestowing Kedusha onto the Ivarim. V'zeh ha'inyan she'mizbeach ha'chitzon shu keneged ha'ivarim Madora ta'ava Ne'emar ish tamid ukar al ha'mizbeach she'ish ha'kedusha tiv'ar et ish ha'ta'avot bevchinat. Habalo, mapik, habalo, I think. So he says that this is the inan of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that the Mizbeach HaChitzon, this external altar, the altar of the Mizbeach, that's connected the Ivarim, our outermost limbs, because our outermost limbs are where our ta'ava, our desires most deeply reside, right? Which I think we talked about this last time as well, that the idea, like, there are certain times where you could know that you don't, that something is an avera, but you still really want to do it. And there could be times where you know that it's wrong, and you don't want to do it, but you just can't stop yourself, right? But the last thing that you need to stop when you're doing an avera, the last part where one is engaged in an avera, where is that? It's even if I know it's wrong, and even if I don't want to do it, is to actually stop yourself from doing it. And that stopping yourself that's coming in the most extreme, the part that's farthest away from yourself, farthest away from your core, farthest away from your essence, that's coming in your Evarim, when you're walking to do it, when you're reaching to do it, right? In your extremities, in your limbs. So he's saying that the Ta'avot rest the most deeply there, the farthest away from my core, from my more spiritual pieces, my much more spiritual essence. And that's why it says there, Eish Tamid Tukar Al HaMizbeach, that there is an eternal flame that's burning on the Mizbeach. That's how the Psukim phrase it. There's always this, the fire of the Mizbeach is always burning. Why? So he says, She'esha kidusha tze'eret esha ta'avot. To make sure, meaning the reason why, on a spiritual level, we want to make sure that the fire is always burning on the altar, is that it's always burning against the fire of our ta'avot. Zeh keneged zeh. The chatzer keneged our evarim. The Eish of the Mizbeach connected the Eish of the Evarim. The desire to do our Ta'avot is being combated by the fire of the Mizbeach. The Alpizeh, Yish Leva'er, Shakiyori Neno, Shinatana Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klila Asot Al Yado Achana, Kodem, Shin Negashim, Lavodat, Beit HaMikdash, Vodat HaMizbeach. So based on this, we can understand that this other aspect, this other Kli, which is in the chatzer of the Mishkan, is the kiyor, whose function is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this vessel, that through it we can prepare ourselves before we come to do the avodah and the mikdash and the mizbeach. Meaning, that was the pasuk. How did it phrase it? Before you go and you do any avodah on the Mishkan, you must go and wash your hands and your feet first. Meaning that's the hachana that we do before we come to do the avodah. What does that mean? Because Hail Gadol V'Nora. How is it possible that a flesh and blood person, a person who's born into this world, can come and come close to Kedusha to serve in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan? No person can do such a thing. We're too lowly, we're physical, we're this worldly. How can we come to engage Kedusha Kazeh? Therefore, the kiyor is coming in order to prepare ourselves. Whether we're coming into Ol Moed and we're coming into the and toward the Mizbeach in order to serve. That every Kohen, before they come in order to serve in the Mishkan, they need to sanctify their hands and feet. And the Kohen Gadol on the holiest of days, on Yom Kippur, when he would go even into the Kodesh HaKodashim, he would require 10 times to be tovel in the mikvah and 10 times to sanctify himself, meaning he would constantly be washing himself and purifying himself through water before he would go, meaning he's going through this whole lofty service and he's constantly purifying himself with the water. Shekidush zeh Pa'al shinoi mehuti bechol ha'adam, that this sanctification enacts a tremendous change in the essence of a person. Ubevo'am el ol mo'ed v'gishtam el ha'mizbeach, and when servicing in ol mo'ed and when coming to the mizbeach, kashar yu lifnei. Kasher Yulafanais, just like when you come, meaning when you come before me, so too must you rochatzim dehem ragleim, must you wash your hands and your feet, mina kiyor, from the wash basin, al yidei zeha yitam mishtaneh kol mihutam umitziyutam. That's how we would transform our whole essence. V'chein al derech ha'avodah, miromez berechitzat mayim mina kiyor inana tshuva. And al derech ha'avodah, this is hinting to the idea, what does it mean to wash our hands? It's this idea of tshuva, of washing ourselves clean of what came before. That when a person wants to come close to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve whether in the Mishkan of the Beit Knesset, in the Mishkan of the Beit Midrash, in the Mishkan of Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh, we have to do tshuva first, we have to come back. We have to come back, and we do that by washing away all of these external aspects of ourselves, washing away those tavot, washing away that other aspect of ourselves, and we come to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umaran. Adoneinu Morinu V'Rabbeinu Be. I don't know what sefer that is. Tov. One of the Admors said, Amar, you're chatsu mayim, that you have to wash with water. Mayim orel tshuva, that the water itself is hinting to tshuva. You're chatsu mayim, Hainu sheyaaseh tshuva al tshuvato. Meaning, kilu, the mayim itself is tshuva. Shifchi kamayim libeik nochach pnei Hashem. Meaning, kilu, we're pouring ourselves out in tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. Mayim is keneged tshuva. Yirchatsu mayim means, when you wash, like when you used to use an actual basin, so you would put your hands in the basin and you would keep scrubbing in that water. Meaning, you would constantly be doing tshuva on top of the tshuva on top of the tshuva, bringing it back and back and back. To do tshuva on top of tshuva. V'chikach osim tshuva lifnei Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you do tshuva in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ne ba'inyan tshuva yish tshuva al chit kasher adam avar avira mesuyemet. With regards to tshuva, there's tshuva on a particular sin, like when a person does a specific sin. V'yish tshuva al kol mitziyut ha'adam. There's specific tshuva and then there's general tshuva. There's tshuva on a specific sin, and then I'm doing tshuva, meaning I'm doing tshuva bechlal. I'm just doing tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al avudah shayecha lamoaf, al avudah shalalev avirim. Bechol chilak bifnei atzmo, la'akord chilak harashibo. Meaning, kilu, there's a sense of like, kilu, I went in and I spoke Lashon Hara, and I'm going and I'm doing tshuva on Lashon Hara. And there's, no, I'm doing tshuva because I know that I'm distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing tshuva on my whole moach. I'm scrubbing out my mind. I'm doing tshuva on my lev. I'm scrubbing out my heart. I'm doing tshuva on my body. I'm scrubbing out all of the taivas that I have. I'm not doing tshuva on this, that, or the other thing. I'm just doing tshuva on my whole essence. V'zehu ha-kiyor, kodem shenigashim la'avodat Beit HaMikdash. This is what the kiyor is all about when we come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash. L'taheret kol mitziyut ha-adam, to purify the entire reality of the person. B'tachtim shnim u'shelishim, on every level of being. V'nimsa sha-kiyor lo noda la'avod. Lo noad la'avod bo be'atzmo, avodat Hashem yibarach k'shar ha-kelim. And it turns out that the kiyor wasn't destined to serve for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the rest of the Kelim. Elohu Inyan Miyuchad has a unique stance, a unique position, a unique purpose. Masechet Shel Hachana L'Avodat Hashem Yibarach. This is this preface work that we need to do before we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, it's not in and of its kilu. It's not like the other things in the Mishkan where now I'm doing Avodat Hashem by lighting the menorah. I'm doing Avodat Hashem by bringing the Ketoret. The avoda of the kiyor is to make myself somebody who can do avoda. It's a whole different type of avoda. It's a whole preparatory avoda. It's what allows us to do any other avoda. And therefore, it's separated out from all of the other kelim. It's not one of the kelim of the avoda. It's in a unique space in the Torah because it's being singled out as a kli that's not a kli of avoda bifnei atzmo. It's a kli that allows us to do avoda. What were you going to ask?
So shouldn't it be before all the other parts?
So it hasn't gotten to yet. Yeah. So the question is, why does it appear here? Now I know why it appears separately, but why does it appear here? Right, and that's what he's talking about is so much of what the cure is about. The cure is about washing away the past, washing away the mistakes, washing away everything negative that came before, to allow myself to come forward in Kedusha. On a deeper level, though, it's not just what he's saying here. It's not just washing away, meaning tshuva. There's many different types of tshuva. Anybody can do tshuva. What if you never did anything wrong? You can still do tshuva. How so? Maza tshuva. What does the word lashuv mean?
Sure.
To come back. We always need to come back closer and closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from wherever we are. If we go farther away, we understand at an even deeper level what it means to be far and to want to be close. But from everywhere, we're always getting the whole avoda of this world to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every day he says the avoda, he points out the avoda here, the parallel here is in tshuva. Even on a more literal level, it's an avoda that we literally do every day. Where do we do this avoda every day?
Wash your hands.
Oh, beautiful, we wash our hands. When do we wash our hands?
Nagel Vasser.
Every single day. Just like the Kohanim, and this is brought down as one of the kavanot that a person should have when they wash their hands in the morning. Every single day, you know, you on the one hand we're running and we're getting rid of the ruach ra from our hands when we wash our hands in the morning. On another level, when we're saying that and we're also saying the bracha on it, right? What's happening when we wash our hands in the morning? That we get up in the morning and we run, and the first thing that we do after we say moda'ani is to run over to the sink. And what are we doing? Just like the Kohanim were running to wash their hands in order to do the Avodah on the Mishkan, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm washing my hands right now to sanctify them because I'm about to engage in a whole day's worth of Avodat Hashem, just like the Kohanim, in the Mishkan of the world. That's what we're doing in the morning. That's the kavana of washing one's hands in the morning. Asher kiddishanu mitzvotav, that you sanctified us with your mitzvot. Vitzivanu, and you commanded us, al netzilat yadayim, mazeh lintol. One of the definitions of lintol means to raise up. You are allowing me, you're giving me the opportunity to lift up the avoda of my hands, that I can utilize my hands to do avodat Hashem in this world. That's the kavana of netzilat yadayim. One of the levels of kavanah of Hashem is that we're coming, and every morning we're sanctifying ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're meant to be imagining ourselves as Kohanim. Va'atem tiyu li mamlechet Kohanim v'goy kadosh. Every one of us is a Kohen. Every one of us is a priest to the world. We may not be literally Kohanim. We may not be able to literally serve in the Mishkan of the Beit HaMikdash, but we're all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamlechet Kohanim, kingdom of priests. And as we go out into the world in order to take, the same way the Kohanim did, to take oil, and to take wicks, and to take fire, and to take animals, and to take meat, and to take blood, and to take sweat, and to go, and to take all these things, to take spices. And all of those things could be used in the mundane world in a totally meaningless way. And a Kohen would wash their hands and feet before they went forward into the Mishkan. And they would say, everything that I'm about to do now, which could easily be misunderstood and easily be used for simple mundane activities, I'm going to sanctify it and utilize it for Avodat Hashem. And even one step deeper than that, one final step, I'm coming to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the morning, and I'm taking all of this stuff, all of my self-interests, all of my selfish desires, I'm washing everything away. I'm washing all of that selfishness away. And after I've washed myself away, I'm able to fully be present to focus on you. And that's when the Kohen comes into the Mishkan, and what they're doing, they're saying, I'm coming, when I enter into the Mishkan, and you read the Psukim in Parshat Tetzaveh and Parshat Tzav, interesting that both Parshiot of the Kohanim are Milashon Tzivoy. You know, for another time, right? Parshat Tetzaveh is about the vestments of the Kohanim and the service of the Kohanim, and Parshat Tzav is the Korban aspect of Vayikra that relates to the Kohanim, right? I come in, and you read those parshiot, you realize the way that the Torah talks about them, it always struck me as like, it's very blatant, it's very in your face, that the Kohanim aren't serving the Mishkan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take for me the Kohanim, because the Kohanim are part of the Mishkan. They're part of the Mishkan, that's why they're in the Mishkan parshiot. Because they become part of the fabric of the Mishkan. They're the human element of the Mishkan, but they become part of the Mishkan as the human element. And what does that mean? That means that a Kohen, and every single one of us in our Avodat Hashem, that a Kohen needs to walk into the Mishkan and leave themselves behind and literally become part of the Mishkan where they're doing the Avodah. They no longer maintain that self-interest. I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every morning we come and we wash our hands and we're saying, I'm walking into this world, which is a world that you created in order to utilize its uplifted to serve you. And I'm leaving myself behind. Layers upon layers upon layers of Avodah. Even in one small mitzvah, it's not the time in the morning. But that's what the cure is bringing out.
So two questions. Yeah. One, why don't we have anything? Like, why don't we wash our feet?
I also wonder about that as well. I don't know.
Well, so now I feel like I should just double check. I'm pretty sure I did it the right way. But for Nigavasa, right?
How do you wash your hands in the morning?
Yeah.
So the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah... and the Mishnah Berurah bring down that a person should minimally wash 6 times. The only way, 4 times, minimally wash 4 times. I didn't sleep last night, so I'm seeing 4. I'm seeing 6 and 8. Hold on a second. I do it every morning. Should be fresh in my mind. Want to get it on. Yeah, 6 times. Should minimally wash 6 times. You gave me that look, so I was like, I get wrong.
Do not do that.
So we learn. It's minimally 6 times, but it has to be in an alternating fashion.
Right, no, I know how, but...
So it's, you fill up the cup with your right hand, yeah. You pass it to the left, once on the left... Twice on the right, third time on the left. Sorry. First on the right, second on the left, third on the right, fourth on the left, fifth on the right, sixth on the left. Done. I would recommend, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, in Siman Dalid, Seif Katan Yud, he says, V'sefer Maaseh Rav, the Gra brings down Arba Pa'amim, that a person should do 4 times. Person definitely removed Rach Ra if they only do 3 on each hand, but it is preferable to do 4. So like I wash 8 times in the morning. What?
How?
How what?
What do you mean you wash 8 times? Like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I thought you meant like throughout the day.
No, the one pouring I do 8 times. Sorry, the one washing I pour 8 times.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I thought like throughout the day 6 or 9 was like.
No. Just that. once in the morning, but
okay,
you pour. Again, either 6 or right. 8, and it has to be alternating.
And you could do 8. That's interesting.
It's better to
also,
do 8. Yeah.
So in the morning, like right, you're supposed to like wash your hands and then go to the bathroom, and then are you supposed to wash your hands again with a bracha? Because I never.
Yeah, I don't want to veer too far off.
Right. I feel like I should ask.
Without going into the details, because there are a lot of them, and actually there are. If you're interested, there are on Wayu Torah. There we did Halacha Shirim. On Siman Shulchan Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah Siman Dalet, and all of them are there, and we go through all the different scenarios, and it's like super complicated and worth learning. But the simplest way that I am aware of to be most successful in your morning routine, without asking why, just bottom line halacha lemaaseh, is you wake up and you say Moda Ani, you go to the bathroom, if you really need to use the bathroom, so use the bathroom first. Just make sure not to touch any orifice anywhere on your body, top or bottom, because the ruach can get into the body through the eyes, the nose, etc. So don't touch an orifice. Then, or beforehand, if you're able to, you wash your hands, which you can even just, if you need to, if there's no cup there or whatever, even if you just turn on the faucet, put them underneath the water, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that gets rid of the ruach ra'a. You're good with ruach ra'a. Then, finish using the bathroom, get dressed, touch all the parts of your body that you're going to need to wash your hands again for. Then when you're finished getting dressed, and now you're ready to either daven, if you daven first thing in the morning, or at least say brachos to start off your day, then wash your hands again for the purposes of davening, separate, for the purposes of davening. Then you do just one time on your right and one time on your left. It's all you need. You say the bracha, Asher Kedeshanam Tzavetzvan Antat Yedayim. That's when you say the bracha. Because the bracha is for tefillah.
Okay.
And then you say Asher Yatzar, for when you use the bathroom, followed by Elokeinu Shema, followed by Birkot Hatzara, and then minimally, Birkas HaShachar. Preferably you should daven then.
But so just straight and left? That's so interesting.
Because the only time you need to do six or eight times is to remove Rach Ra.
Okay,
there are very few things Bizman HaZeh, according to Rav Nevensol, there are very few things Bizman HaZeh, and even in the Shulchan Aruch, depending on how you read the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, but certainly according to Rav Nevensol, there are very few things Bizman HaZeh that can actually create a reality of Rach Ra. That is, if you sleep at night. That for sure creates Rach Ra. Once you've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, either with a cup or just under the faucet, that gets rid of the Rach Ra. Now you just have an issue of cleaning your hands before you daven, which in the morning includes a bracha. And that's the only Hilat Yadayim.
Do you have to also do that for Menachem Marav?
According to the way we paskin, you should wash your hands before Menachem Marav, but not with a bracha.
But 1, 6 or two?
No rachra. People just do 6 all the time because they don't know what they're doing.
I
did that also.
Okay.
But you really are only required to wash once on each hand. You pour on the right, and then you pour on the left, and then you're good to go.
You still have to fill it up with your right hand?
Correct. You always fill with the right, and then first pour is with the left onto the right hand.
Okay.
We always mechavid the right. The only caveat I would add in, just because, like, again, I don't want to leave things incomplete, but see the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah inside and go back to those shiurim that are on Yahrzeit Torah.
Okay.
The most preferable time to say the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim is if you say Shachris, is when you're going to say Shachris, and particularly Shimon Esrei. So if, I'm not saying what's recommended and not recommended, not judging, I'm saying if you know you're not going to daven Shachris until later, then really preferably wash your hand one time and then another time. That will allow you to say Asher Yatzar Al Hanashama, say Birkos, just like, so you can actually like start your day.
Right.
Then, after you go to your first two classes, after you do whatever you're doing in the morning that you're not davening for whatever reason, when you're ready to go and daven, even if it's 10 o'clock in the morning, then wash once on the right, once on the left with Al Tilat Yadayim. It really should be, it should be the
bracha?
No, the only bracha.
Oh.
The bracha should be the washing that you do before Shacharis, before you actually say Shemon Esrei of Shacharis.
But if you're just saying bracha,
then your hands need to be cleansed, because you're not allowed to say a bracha after you touch all over your body. So you still need to wash your hands, but you should really save the bracha for when you're going to daven Shacharis, and specifically Shemon Esrei. And if you know you're going to do that later, so you should wash your hands and say the bracha before you say Shemon Esrei later.
Got it.
Okay. So we're doing halacha and hashkafa. Let's see if we can get a more paragraph, and then we'll wrap up. So it says that the Kohanim should wash their hands and their feet. Yidehem nikraim hamidot. Their hands are called midot. Hainu hamidot haraot sheba adam. What does it mean to wash your hands? Meaning to wash away all of the midot haraot that you have. And what are the raglaim? Raglehem heim ha hergelim raim. Meaning, when we wash our hands, those are our midot ra'ot. Those are the negative things that we do because they're part of who we are. But raglaim milashon hergel, what we're just used to doing, the negative habits that we've built up, those were washing away with the raglayim. The hands are washing away the midot, and the wine are and the raglayim are washing a hand. That's all right. When I get tired, I mix up words. With the yadayim, we wash away the midot, and the raglayim, we wash away the hergel, the habitual things that we do that are negative. And when we come to the olmoed, kasher bal lamed Torah, when we come to olmoed, when we come to learn Torah, ovigishtam al mizbeach lesharet, when we come to the mizbeach, kishenigash lavodat Hashem, v'rakatsuy dehem raglehem srichim az lirchot v'letaherat kol amidot haraot v'hergelim harayim. Meaning, he's saying, literally to translate it into practically for our lives, the two times that they have to wash are said that when you come to Ohel Moed, and when you come to do the Avoda. So he says, when you come into Ohel Moed, when you come into the Ohel, when you come into the Beis Medrash to learn Torah, or when you come to do the Avoda, parallel to the Avoda B'Zman that we have, davening, when you come to daven, you come to Limud Torah, make sure to go first, and practically, halakhically speaking also, like we just talked about before, you should actually go and you should wash your hands first, before davening, and also before Limud Torah, like we just said, before every single davening, you should wash your hands without a bracha, except for shacharis, right? You go and wash. You're washing away also, so in that mental space, you're washing away all of the negative traits. You're washing away all of the negative habits, and you're coming in with a fresh space to truly come and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that space. Tov, Arkan. So, walked away with a lot of practical halacha and practical hashkafa also. That one of the beauty of what the Kiyor is about is that we're coming and we're given this opportunity to have this object, to have this vessel, which is there specifically for the purpose not of being an avodah b'fnei atzmo, but it's on al pi chasidut, the sides of avodah are actually even deeper, because the hachana that you do for a mitzvah, the hachana that you do, that's what gets you into the headspace. That's what creates the space to do the mitzvah. The koach of the mitzvah comes from the hachana. The more you prepare, the more power the mitzvah has. And so the kiyor is being drawn out into a totally separate space in the Mishkan, and being drawn out also into a separate parasha, to emphasize the fact that this is the way that you can get into the mitzvah. By washing away, by cleansing yourself literally, by washing away our midot ra'ot, by washing away our chata'im, by doing tshuva through that which is nimshal tamayim, by washing away all levels of self-investment, of self-interest, of selfishness, of desire, and putting oneself in a space where I'm now raising up my hands, the Tzilat Yadayim, I'm now raising up my hands to dedicate everything that I'm about to do to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we do it at the beginning of the day, the kavana is, I'm now literally sanctifying myself for a full day of working in the Mishkan of the world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way that I can. B'ezrat Hashem, we should be zoche to wash our hands ka'alacha, to get rid of the ruach ra ka'alacha, to say the bracha of nishatayim ka'alacha, and also to hakashkafa, to be able to imbue our day with holiness by the kavana that we bring into that netilat, those netilot yadayim, in raising ourselves up to a full day of avodat Hashem, of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'ezrat Hashem.